We're speaking to outside hitter for the Farmington volleyball team, a junior, Jessie Miller. She is a Dream Team athlete for the first time, and she was on a Farmington team that won 20-plus games this year and 20-plus games last year, and also two district championships. So that included with what you were able to do this year, Jessie. Kind of take us through your emotions when you found out that you were on the Dream Team, and maybe reflect a little bit as to how the season went from beginning to end.
Well, when I found out I got it, I was at my club team tryouts. My dad was listening to it over the phone, and he was excited. It was very exciting. The season started out a little slow, but we eventually gelled together a lot better and overcame the harder teams and went to win districts and regular season conference.
And I was looking at all the other nominations that Coach Ward put on our ballot, and Emily Grief was one of them, Blair Busenbark, as well as Macy Pauls. How essential were they to the success of this team this year?
Well, Emily being our libero, we couldn't have won without her. And Blair Busenbark, she's a great teammate. She's always there to support you and pick you up. And Macy would always be there to get the point whenever we needed her. She was a smart player.
What about your role on the team? What made you so effective?
I've been on varsity for 3 years now, so I kind of know the outline of it. I know what it takes to get the win, and I was the go-to for whenever we needed a point, and I just try to be there to lead everyone to the championship.
Yeah, well, y'all certainly did a good job of winning the district championship, not just this year, but last year as well. Let's look at some stats for you that Coach Ward provided us. 289 serve attempts, 19 aces, only 7 errors, 282 points off of those serves, almost a 98% serve clip, and then you also had 286 kills for the season. And Coach Ward mentioned that you were the go-to hitter when you needed to get a point. Is that a responsibility that you knew going into playing varsity volleyball for Farmington, that was kind of the responsibility you were going to have?
I kind of got that role last year. Haley Graven, she was our setter last year. She looked to me for big points and to get the kill whenever we needed it. But this year, Coach Ward changed my position to the outside because she knew that I could produce more kills from the outside. So she told me that's what my role was going to be at the beginning of the season.
Okay, very cool. Now, you and I were talking before this interview about your dual credit courses at MAC. You were going for your AA. If you wouldn't mind, just kind of explain what AA is to folks.
It's your associate's degree. It's roughly 60-plus hours of college classes, and you can get it through dual credit. You'll graduate with that before you graduate high school if you plan your courses the right way.
Okay, and what are some courses that you've been taking? What are you kind of aiming towards before your senior year?
I hope to complete it by the first semester of my senior year, so the second semester it'll be a little easier. But this year is the heaviest load of classes. I have calculus, college chem, next year I'll take college bio, college human growth and development, a lot of science classes, really.
Is that kind of I know you're only a junior, so you still have time to decide, but is that kind of the field you want to go into in college is the sciences?
Yeah, I want to go into the medical field.
Okay, very cool. And by medical field, do you mean nursing or military medical, or what do you talk about there?
Well, right now I'm kind of looking into pediatric anesthesiology or a doctor of some sort.
Okay, very cool. Well, good luck to you on that. Back to the volleyball stuff. This year you were named a first team all-conference and first team all-district, and then you get the Dream Team Award. When you start to pile up these awards, does it get to your head a little bit? Or do you kind of sit back and just you realize that you're not here because of only you, but also because of people that are around you?
I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without my teammates and everyone supporting me. My parents play a huge role in that. They drive me to practice in St. Louis 3 times a week. So
That is a lot of driving.
It's a lot.
All right. So, again, you're only a junior this year. You got your senior year ahead of you. What are you hoping to accomplish in your final year at the high school level in volleyball?
I really hope to make it to, like, 1,000 career kills for high school varsity since I played since my freshman year. And I hope to make first-team all-district, first-team all-conference, and again, and hopefully dream team again.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Another dream team award. All right, Jesse, well, appreciate your time so much, and congratulations on having such a great year and having those coaches realize that you're absolutely one of the 10 best volleyball athletes. So congratulations on that front, and thank you for being with us today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that is Jesse Miller, outside hitter, junior for the Farmington volleyball team, joining us for her dream team interview.